Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of On a Heater Podcast featuring myself, Dashing, as well as my good friend, Kiwi. Happy post-Halloween. And if you're wondering why we're posting this today, maybe not Friday morning like usual, it's because of Halloween, you know, all the family bullshit that comes along with it. Anyways, familial obligations aside, we are, as usual, two blundering idiots continuing on about sports like we know a thing or two. Anyway, Kiwi, hello. How's it going?
I'm doing just swell. Since we're not doing this on Halloween, a wonderful Feliz Dia de los Muertos to everyone. Since that's today and tomorrow.
Ooh.
Little Espanol for you there.
Who knew you had it, didn't you?
But I took a solid 4 years in high school.
I took two years.
I can't remember most of it, but
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. I took 2 years in high school, and half my family can speak Spanish, and I can't.
Yikes. I'm decent with speaking it, but recognizing it, but like if I got put on the spot.
No. I can say basic like phrases, and I can understand a lot of it when it's being spoken to me.
There's like a lot of Hispanic cultural and people where I work, and they'll just come in and they'll be talking, and I don't have any idea what they're saying.
Yeah.
But if I wanted to say something to them, I probably would, you know, be decently successful at that.
I'm not confident in any other language other than English.
They just, like, native speakers just talk so fast, I just can't keep up with it.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a lot of, I have Central American family, and they just whip it.
Yeah, no, I also have family from Central America, and I'm like, yeah, you guys just who do you do?
It's not fun to listen to, because I'm like trying to keep up, and it's like
yeah.
Oof.
But getting into sport news, I suppose. We saw a managerial hiring this week. No surprise here. The Chicago White Sox have hired a new manager.
Shocker.
Will Venable?
Sure.
How do we say it?
Sure.
I think it's Venable.
Is he going to be better than the last guy?
I mean, it would be very impressive if he wasn't.
Honestly, could you imagine if he was worse?
If they lost 122 or more games, yeah,
right.
That would be crazy.
That would be insane, like 2 years in a row.
Like, how do you...
How does the draft work in the MLB? I actually don't totally know how that works.
Is it an auction system? The first round, I think, is locked in.
Okay.
Based off of standings.
Right.
And then after that, I think it is, yes.
Okay. Yeah, so... I don't totally know how Major League Baseball drafting system works. I don't know. Major League Baseball prospects, I feel like, are so different from any other sport out there. It's so wildly different that, you know, I feel like when you're drafting, it doesn't really matter where you pick. But, you know,
well, it's like, the players are so much more variable.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't know, like, if you're going to get like a future, Shohei Ohtani or Aaron Judge, who both stunk it up in the World Series, but like, you know what I mean? Like, regular season, they were phenomenal.
Right.
Like, you don't know. You don't know what you're going to get, I guess. Because they got to go up, but through like single A, double A, triple A sometimes. And like, sometimes you have a diamond in the rough, just like signing in the minors, and all of a sudden it's like come out of nowhere. I don't know.
Yeah,
baseball is so weird. It's so weird, dude.
It just, yeah, it hurts my head.
And they're so willing to like move prospects just like that, it seems sometimes. They're just, see you later.
See you later. That's it. We're done. But speaking of Judge and Ohtani and the World Series, we have a conclusion to it. The Los Angeles Dodgers won 4-1 in the series. Congrats to them.
Applaud.
Are you a little surprised that it was only 4-1?
I think that after the first game, when the Dodgers won off Freeman's Grand Slam, I felt the wind come out of the Yankees' sails. Very much so. I think what you said held true. Whoever won game three was going to win the series. And that put the Dodgers up 3-0. So, and then they won.
Right.
Go figure. So, I mean, I guess, you know, take that as you will. I mean, you know, Freddie Freeman, I know we have on there as the MVP. Fantastic job. He did amazing. Although I'm a little
homered in every single game
except the last one, and I was a little pissed because I put money down on that one that he was going to. I don't think he did. I think he hit a single in that game.
I swore there was like a stat that he homered in like the last six games.
He homered in the Freeman singled center. Edmund scored. Yeah, he didn't hit a home run in that last game. Yeah.
Oh, maybe I was
fly out single. Walk, struck out.
I must have been seeing the stat from game four.
Yeah, so the one game that he didn't hit a home run in the World Series was the one that I put money on. So go figure. You're welcome, everybody else.
It's because you put real money on
it. Exactly, exactly. But I mean, like the rest of the series, I thought it was very good. I thought it was pretty competitive. I don't know if you saw that tweet that I sent you. Or maybe you sent me, I can't even remember. Our tweets intertwine so much.
We send so
It's so much. But it was about the Dodgers were happy that they were facing the Yankees in the World Series.
Oh yeah, you sent me that. Yeah.
Because the Yankees don't play in the field. They don't make them make their own mistakes. So that's what happened. They made the Yankees try to field, and by God, you know, holy crap, did they get exposed?
Errors in that game?
They got exposed so hard by the Dodgers, and you know, good on them. Good on the Dodgers. They absolutely fought and earned every single one of those wins.
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But we kind of touched on Freddie Freeman already, so let's touch a little bit on Judge and Ohtani being absolutely vacant from this series. Like, where were they?
Ohtani, I mean, I give him a little bit of a pass, I feel like.
Was he just, like, burnt out from the injury and the season and everything?
I mean, you know, he messed up his shoulder, too, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, injured, he went balls to the wall, 50-50 club, you know. I just feel like he just might have done too much this year, you know, with the rehabbing on the Tommy John, messing up his shoulder in the World Series, just playing lights out all year. I think he just didn't have enough gas to finish the job. Judge, however, fraud alert.
No, literally.
Fraud alert. Captain Choker. Oh my God. All my Yankees fans, I was going to say, all our Yankees fans out there are screaming at us right now. AL MVP, blah, 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 blah. AL MVP.
Oh, you know what I have to say to them? I saw a meme, and I'm going to reiterate the meme here. Aaron Judge looked worse than the Toronto Maple Leafs in the playoffs during that World Series.
Yeah, it was real bad. Oh my God, it was so bad.
I swear to God, you could have put Austin Matthews out there to bat for him, and it would have went better.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think that it was hard to watch. You know, he had flashes in the pan every now and again, but where was he? Even in the outfield, he looked lost. Like, is he just not built for the World Series? Is he the next, like, David Price, the perennial choker?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Probably. Oh, my God.
Oh, my Lord.
Good Lord. Yeah, it was just rough. Yeah, that was rough. But I think going forward, we're probably not going to have a lot of baseball news. So this is going to more or less be a three sports podcast for a couple months here, probably.
Wrapping up
here and there.
Yeah, wrapping up a good amount of baseball. Unless something big happens, I don't anticipate us talking much, if at all, about baseball. So, I mean, if you're looking for this to be a leadoff for the baseball hour, it's not going to happen.
Not gonna happen.
Probably in February or March when it starts to ramp up more, or if like the Juan Soto thing starts to heat up.
Yeah, yeah, we'll definitely cover that if it starts going anywhere.
For sure.
But that moves us into the sport that's in the middle of their season right now, which also reminds me that next week, big week, we get to
revisit.
We get to revisit our predictions. Mm-hmm. But football, we had a couple of trades this week, as well as a couple of interesting news items. Mm-hmm. So let's get into the trades first. Carolina sending Johnson and a sixth to Baltimore for a fifth, and Jacksonville sending Robinson and a seventh to Minnesota for a fifth as well.
I don't hate them. I don't hate those deals.
No. So obviously this is good teams bulking up with players from bad teams.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is standard mid-season activities.
Mm-hmm.
This is literally just depth.
I'm interested to see what happens, because Tuesday the 5th is not only election night, but it is the trade deadline for the NFL. Bit of rumor mill. I don't know if you saw. The Cowboys are trying to make a trade to the Cleveland Browns for Nick Chubb.
Did you see, along that note, that they also activated Dalvin Cook?
I did see that. Could you imagine that backfield?
Who, my brain just, like, I guess forgot that he hasn't been an active player since he left Minnesota, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's been inactive, like, that whole time. So, I guess...
I guess we'll see what happens in Dallas. Mm-hmm. Probably a lot more losing, so I don't think a running back's gonna save them, I'm gonna be honest.
That's not the answer. They got more questions on that team than just getting Nick Chubb, but I think that's a really good pickup if they end up getting it, although it's gonna be at a freaking premium.
Maybe they could sign Aaron Judge and he could, you know,
perfect
for some redemption. He could probably run a route, right?
Oh, my Lord. Anyway, a little bit of injuries in Houston. We got
this is tough.
Stephon Diggs out for the season, torn ACL. Man, the injuries just don't stop. I honestly, like, when I saw that he tore his ACL, like, I didn't even believe it. Because it's like, you know, I saw what, like, he sort of did. When he tore it, you know, and I was like, how?
Well, see, they were unsure that, like, yeah, it was even a serious injury in the first place.
Right.
So it's got to be just like a light tear. Like, there's no way it's like a full tear or a heavy, mm-hmm, or a big tear or anything like that.
I mean,
but regardless, ACLs, man. This is rough for a team that's already like fighting to stay in it this season,
and they just got smacked by that crap bag Jets team too last night.
Yeah, this is,
it's tough.
The decline of Houston may be imminent for this season.
Another knee injury I just wanted to put in there. I know it wasn't on our notes, but Puka Nacua banged his knee on last night too. I don't know if you saw that.
He just got back.
He just re-hurt his knee. He didn't practice today, Friday the 1st. McVay thinks, you know, like he's saying, don't bet on Nacua not playing, but that guy just seems like he's made of glass.
Yeah. Yeah, and this might be a
the bad part is it seems like he banged his right knee too, the one he injured at the beginning of the season.
So they probably re-aggravated that injury. That's unfortunate.
Yeah,
hurt. I mean, the Rams suck this practice year, so it's not.
I mean,
a terrible detriment to their season, but like, you don't want to see him get hurt over and over like that. Like, that's not good for the future.
Well, it's crazy though, right? Because like, they're sitting at 3-4 in their division, but that's still, they're still one game away from being in first place.
Who is the Arizona Cardinals, by the way?
Yeah, and the 49ers and the Seahawks, who are also 4-4.
That's just wild to me. That division is stupid.
So, like, you tell me, you know, I mean, is their season over? Maybe not.
That's a stupid division.
Yeah.
That's like you threw a bunch of, that's like you threw a bunch of cats in a barrel and you were just like, all right, go fight.
No kidding. I mean, you know, that's, it kind of reminds me of, like, you know, the NFC South, how it was for all those years where it was like 9-7, 7-9 teams getting a home field advantage in the playoffs. That's what that's going to be in the NFC West, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's bullshit.
It's not great. It's kind of bullshit. But some other news here. Williams, who we previously talked about, I think was that last week, for the PED suspension.
Yes.
Is being investigated for dodging a gun charge. So I don't know if you saw any of the news on this. So he got pulled over after his suspension.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a firearm, and I don't know if it was licensed or what necessarily the issue was. Like, if he didn't have it licensed, or if he was, like, illegally transporting it or something, or what.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, he got pulled over. The cop was like, oh, hey, you're Williams. You play for the Lions, blah, blah, blah. And then the body cam of the police officer caught him opening his phone, and his background was the Lions logo. So he's like, the cop was like a huge Lions fan, and he let him go.
Yeah.
And then someone ratted. And so now the police department opened up this whole big investigation.
What the heck?
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody ratted on the cop.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah. It was, it's a very interesting story, and I guess we'll see how it goes. I haven't seen any resolution on it yet, but.
You know what he should do? He should just be like, bro, it's a water gun that I painted black.
No kidding.
It's from a,
I just called the orange tip.
It's a body cam footage. I mean, it's not the clearest video in the world, so, you know, I don't know.
No, literally.
Like,
yeah, it's very interesting. So we'll keep you updated on that, because he still has a 2-week suspension that he's
probably
looking through, and might be getting more on top of that now. So
probably gonna get more. It just seems bad to worse for that guy.
Speaking of bad to worse,
oof.
Anthony Richardson benched indefinitely in Indianapolis.
I don't know, man.
A little tired.
I'm a little exhausted. I think I'm gonna
he was a little eepy.
I'm just gonna call it in for the rest of this podcast. This one's all you, Key. Just yeah. a little winded.
I need an 8-yard playoff. Let me just shoo. And then he's like, all right, I'm good to go.
Like what the hell, bro? He's like, what, 23?
Dude, if he would have taken like a hard hit and maybe got like the wind knocked out of him a little bit or something, I totally would have understood it.
He just like ran around, didn't he? He was running tired. Yeah.
My mans was out there. He's like, yeah, I'm gassed, but I only have to go one playoff. Like, what?
Oh my God.
Like, I like Anthony Richardson, but like,
After that, I'm out. I'm out. Like, I'd put Will Levis in before I put him back in.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far.
Oh, I would. For the meme machine? Come on now. The meme machine? Come on now. I don't know.
I wouldn't even put Trevor Lawrence in before that.
I don't know, man. It's a bad look. It's a real bad look.
Yeah.
It's a real bad look. Like, with Will Levis, you get comedy.
Well, that's true. Would you put Deshaun Watson in before you put him back in? Answer wisely.
Well, I would probably put Richardson back in just because. Okay.
All right, that was the correct answer.
Yeah. I had to think about it, because it's like, well, My guy got tired, but do I want that or do I want just,
or do
like,
you want sexual allegations?
Exactly. Exactly. And if that's the metric that we're going by,
right. But that's about it for football. Honestly, this week. It's not pretty light week, but interesting topics there. But that brings us into our pretty heated primetime preview.
My air horns. You like that?
Your air horns. Yeah.
My air horns.
Your little finger air horns.
Yeah, my little finger air horns.
We are sans the Thursday game this week, obviously, because we're recording this on Friday and we know the results of that. However, we would have both picked the Texans.
Absolutely.
So count that in your imaginary thing, if you will, who are listening.
We took the loss, guys. We took the loss on it.
We took the loss. So but Sunday, 8:20. Normal NBC Peacock, Colts at Vikings. Who you got on this one? Joe Flacco and the Colts.
See, now here's the thing. If it was Anthony Richardson, I'd say the Vikings. Because it's Joe Flacco, I'm still picking the Vikings.
Yeah, I was going to say, wait a minute here.
I wanted to lead you into some little bit of suspense there.
You got me on that one, definitely.
But no. I think the Vikings, you know, they had a few hiccups here and there. You know, is what it is. It's a long season for these guys. A lot of games, a lot of hard games. They're going to play a lot of good teams. But I don't think this is one of those games that's going to put up much pressure. And I think the Vikings are going to walk away with this one.
Yeah, I just couldn't agree more. I mean, honestly, I don't have anything to add because that's exactly what I would have said pretty much. So, which leads us into a Monday.
Yep.
Buccaneers at Chiefs, 8:15, ESPN and Plus.
Do we even have to?
No, we don't. We don't. Let's just not even say anything.
Everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everyone knows what we're going to pick. If the refs weren't also wearing red, I would say something
creamsicle.
Else. No.
They ain't wearing creamsicle.
And honestly, red. That's another reason why I can't in good faith pick the Bucks, not just because Godwin and...
because they wore the creamsicles last Evans, week.
Yeah, it's mostly just because of the creamsicles.
Those are the best jerseys awful. In the NFL.
Awful.
In the NFL.
Awful. They're awful. Anyway.
There's two tiers of jerseys. The first tier is the creamsicle Bucks and the new Anaheim Ducks. And then there's every other jersey.
Okay.
And then there's every other jersey. That's the tiers.
Yeah.
But our usual Pats Bears picks here, which is spicy next week if you haven't seen.
I have. I mean, I'm taking, you know, the 1 o'clock game. I think Pats get their third win here. Easy.
I mean,
easy peasy.
It's the Titans. It's playing the Titans. So yeah. How many memes do you think that you guys can reasonably get out of Will Levis? Also, don't forget, everyone, that Drake May is questionable for this game still.
He's leaning towards playing, so I mean...
He's like, I guess as far as I know, he's finishing up concussion protocol, so...
Yeah. He's just been light at practice, as far as I'm aware. So, take that as you will. I think the Pats get their third win here. Let's go.
And maybe three memes out of Will Levis. We'll see.
Three total memes.
And then finally, to round us out, Bears Cardinals. We might differ on this one.
I'm thinking we might. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to go with the Cards on this one.
Yeah, we do differ on this one.
Yeah. I honestly, you know, I was really skeptical about Kyler Murray, you know, post Call of Duty. You know, 1 week in so far, he's been doing all right. I'm going to take a little flyer out on him on that one, and hopefully it keeps up.
Yeah, the post COD boost for Kyler Murray's been kind of nuts, going to be honest.
Yeah.
But I don't know how long it holds out. So I think the Bears make a bounce back this week.
A really tough loss against the Commanders.
We don't even have to talk about it. We don't even have to talk about it.
Don't even need to bring it up again.
I left all the drama off of this week on purpose.
Yeah.
Because I'm so sick of seeing it.
That's fair.
And not from like a disgruntled fan,
mm-hmm.
but like a just like a
overdone.
It's everywhere.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. And I heard it on like 47 freaking podcasts this week and like my whole Twitter feed for like 3 days. I'm just over it. But I think the Bears got a bounce back week this week. I think we might have learned some lessons.
So before we switch to hockey, the Jets had another primetime game this week.
Correct. And they actually won it. So
they won the primetime game.
I'm okay with that one.
But I'm sick and tired of seeing the Jets in primetime because they are so fucking bad.
Well, you're in luck because they don't have one next
week. They don't have one next week. Hopefully not for the rest of the season. But I just want to point out that the Packers and Lions, 6-1, 6-2, respectively, are playing at 4:25.
A national game.
That would have been phenomenal on Thursday night.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been phenomenal on Thursday night. Why is that on a Sunday at 4:25?
I mean, it's the national game, so I guess at least it gets covered.
But I would have rather seen the Jets-Texans at 4:25 and the Lions and Packers, who are fighting for first place. I don't know.
There's a lot of games that I would have been like, all right.
Like, I don't know. I'm just scrolling through the games this week. Like, Bears Cardinals would have been great. Rams Seahawks would have been great.
Well, I don't know about great, but it would have been better.
I'm not going to lie to you. Even the Broncos Ravens would have been better.
Yeah, the Broncos are going to get blown out.
They're going to get blown out, but they're 5-3. So it's like, at least it'd be a.
That division's a freaking joke, too. Like, that the Broncos is. Are 5-3 mm-hmm. behind the Chiefs. Like, what?
Yeah. Yeah. Didn't I pick them in my, my division winner?
If the Bucks end up beating the Chiefs this week, how bad do you think Patrick Mahomes cries on the bench?
Extensively. What do you mean? Extensively. I think he's going to be bitching the whole game if he's losing. I mean, he was crying about it, you know, a few hits from last week.
All right, yeah. I'm just interested. But, all right, that will move us into hockey, which has the most news this week, actually, surprisingly.
Seems like it usually does.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a pretty busy sport right now.
It's a busy sport.
They're pretty well into the swing of their season, so.
Yeah, it's a pretty busy sport, except for, like, literally a month in the off season when it's dead silent.
Right.
Leading us off, we're actually going to talk about the women's for a little bit. The PWHL is looking to expand up to 2 more teams for the 25-26 season.
Good for them. I'm for it. I like it. I want to see it.
I think you sent me the potential locations. One was Detroit.
Yep.
Was Nashville on there, I think?
I think it was Detroit, Nashville, and part of me wants to say Vegas.
I think they're all 3 U.S. cities.
Yeah. Man, if we didn't send to so much, like...
No, literally.
TikToks, but... Or not TikToks.
I'd say freaking Google search probably would have gotten it faster.
No kidding.
Here, which cities are top candidates for expansion teams?
All right, I found it. Detroit, Pittsburgh, and Calgary.
Yes, Detroit, Pittsburgh, and yeah. This list also has DC and Chicago as well. as well. Actually, this is a huge list. This is a huge list because it also has St. Louis, Halifax, and Quebec City.
Okay.
Which, honestly, all of those are good options.
Honestly? Yeah.
Maybe, you know, like, once you get down to the Halifax, Quebec City, it's a little bit more of a stretch since they don't have a men's market. But, yeah, those are all good options. I would love it if there was a women's team that came to Detroit.
Honestly,
one more hockey team to cheer for.
Yeah, it's not a bad. It's not a bad location, too. I mean,
and I'd probably root for a St. Louis team as well.
Well, yeah.
So
I guess we'll see. I guess we'll see when it happens. If it comes to pass, I'm for it. I'd like to see it. I actually want to try to check out some PWHL games this year.
Yeah, you got the Boston, whatever they're called.
Yeah.
The Boston, yes.
The Boston, yeah. Fleet.
Fleet, that's right.
Fleet.
But moving back into the men's, not back into it, but into the men's. It was announced this week that all 32 NHL franchises are now worth over an estimated $1 billion for the first time ever.
Finally. Finally. Some finally. Respect.
Thank you. Thank you, Ryan Smith, for bringing the former Coyotes, now Utah Hockey Club, into
the billions.
Join everybody else. Yeah.
No kidding.
So I was glancing over the spread because I saw the graphic that had them all listed with their estimated amounts. It's anywhere from where Columbus at $1.06 billion to it's got to be the Leafs, right? Yeah,
probably.
The Leafs at $3.66 billion. So congrats to all of these teams. Finally, like,
yeah.
The sport is growing.
Congrats to them. When do we start getting to see some of these massive contracts that they deserve?
When do we get to start seeing NHL being actually featured on ESPN instead of other sports?
I mean, it's starting to a little bit here.
I mean,
and there.
Yeah, but like, I feel like it's just like, oh, the Frozen Frenzy or.
Right.
You know, the international games.
Definitely not as blown up as some of the other sports. I feel like basketball is the most, like, in your face. Mostly because they keep losing out on football games.
Right.
Because I feel like they would be, I mean, they're hogging football like no tomorrow with, like, Mahomes often. But it's like, some other sports, I mean, come on. Let's go, ESPN. Let's get with it.
I mean, like, MLB has, like, the ESPN Game of the Week or whatever now, too. And I think they do that, like, two or three times a week, actually. It's not just once.
Right.
But, like, give us... Come on, ESPN. Give some more love for NHL.
No kidding.
Oh, my God. And get rid of your blackouts on ESPN+. Plus. Like, I literally
hate that so much.
To watch games, I can't watch the freaking Red Wings games unless I get lucky and it's on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can watch it.
No kidding. I freaking hate when they're blackouts. The Bruins game was blacked out the other day, and I was like,
why?
I don't know. It was so stupid.
Was it on NHL Network?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's why.
Yeah.
Because, like, no one carries NHL Network.
Yeah.
Like, NHL Network, that's the real... Okay, so I would complain a lot less, too, if NHL Network was more accessible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because then at least you could get, like, the early featured game.
Anyway. Bob Bobrovsky down in Florida hit the Big Bob hit fastest NHL goalie to reach 400 wins.
Yeah, ooh. I think he beat. Oh my God, who was second?
What an earned role.
It's not Carey Price that was second, was it?
I don't actually know the answer to that question.
I don't know, but whoever is second now, he beat by 40 games.
Yeah.
It's
insane. It's insane. Like
it took him...
How did the Flyers ever let Bob leave?
Dude, how did Columbus ever let Bob
leave? How did Columbus let Bob leave?
Like, $1.06 billion estimated value of Columbus would have been almost $2 billion if they had Bob.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. Man. Oh man, oh man, oh man. Oof.
Yeah, but congrats to Bob. Love Bob. We'll never say a bad word about Bob.
No.
Great goalie, amazing talent, and well deserved. I mean,
Bob's fantastic.
Congrats, bud. You're in the record book now forever.
Bob is
fantastic. Already were because you won a Stanley Cup, but some other history made. This one not as great. The San Jose Sharks become the first team to start winless after 9 games in consecutive seasons. So they lost the first 9 games either in regulation or overtime last year, and then they proceeded to lose the first 9 games this year. They did win recently. They have a win. I don't know if you saw that overtime goal comeback against, I think it was Utah, actually.
I think it was Utah.
Wow. What an end to that comeback. Like, very much deserved. Obviously, this is extra rough because they're without Celebrini still.
They're just going to be a bad club this year. They're just going to be a bad, bad team. Bad, bad. I think they're going to be bad. They were bad last year. They're going to be bad this year. I think we're not going to see anything good from them until
next year as well.
Or maybe even the year after. They're going to be bad for a little while.
I think they're doing this right, though. They completely tank last season. I think they don't want to, but they're going to completely tank again this season. Mm. And then I think next season they don't go for full tank mode, but they're still not going to be great.
They're going to be middle of the pack. They're going to be starting to build something.
Their best bet is that they actually get the back-to-back first overall picks.
Although
they wouldn't be able to win the third year,
I will say this. You are treading on dangerous water tanking seasons. Dangerous water. Because when you do that, you kind of train your fan bases to not care about you unless you're winning. And then it kind of creates this like loser mentality, even among your team. Even if you bring in new people, it's kind of like, this is kind of a loser organization. It is so incredulously dangerous to just tank your seasons. Look at the 76ers, man. They completely tanked their season. They tanked seasons in a row. They called it the process. How many NBA championships have they won since doing that? None. Where have all of their players been? Nowhere. What are the Red Sox doing right now? They are training us to be losers.
Yeah. The only thing I can say
doesn't work.
Is being able to draft Celebrini, having him play with Will Smith.
Yeah.
Bringing in some of these good players like Tyler Toffoli, Askarov. Like, they are giving their fans hope for the future. And it is making the games interesting to watch, too, once all these players will finally be healthy
right,
and out there playing. It will make these games interesting to watch. But at the end of the day, they don't have the depth yet, so they're still going to be bad.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
So, yeah, they're tanking without saying that they're tanking. Because they're like, hey, look at our new fancy toys that we have. They're going to be our franchise.
Perennial losership is a disease, and it is hard to cure.
That's why you got to tank like real bad, like 2, maybe a third season if you feel like it's necessary. And that's it. Then you got to start making moves.
Yeah.
Like, you have to start being
good. It's hard. It's hard. You don't want to end up like the Panthers, man.
You don't want to end up like the freaking St. Louis Cardinals.
Yep, them too. The Cardinals situation is about to get worse.
Oh my god. I don't even know how it could get worse, to be honest. But yeah, I agree. And then we saw a couple of trades this week as well.
Mm-hmm.
This is early for some of these, I feel like.
A little early. I'm not worried or shocked or, you know, whatever by any of these moves. I feel like they're not crazy over the top moves.
So Detroit sent Mata to Utah for a third round, and Toronto sent Liljegren to San Jose for Benning, a third and a sixth. Mm-hmm. And it is rumored that Toronto will most likely be flipping Benning solely because they have a lot, because of roster issues. So they just have, they don't have any space for him in their roster.
So you know what this tells me, though? Detroit is loading up on draft picks. And so is Toronto. They are both loading up on draft picks, which is a great idea. It's good for them.
So are they loading up on draft picks because they want to draft players, or are they loading up on draft picks so that they have more to use come February, March?
Probably.
In time for the deadline?
Probably. Because both of these teams we were projecting were going to be pretty damn good this year. So if they are looking to make moves, maybe around the deadline for like a late season push to the playoffs.
See how this reads to me, cap dump.
Yeah, that could be it too. That could be it too. Dump.
Especially on the Detroit one.
Yes,
especially
absolutely.
On the Detroit one. Because Detroit's hugging the cap limit a little tighter than Toronto is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, this kind of reads cap dump to me. I guess we'll see. Especially, I would say definitely a cap dump / stocking up picks for future trades if Toronto flips Benning, for sure.
Right.
Detroit, we'll see. I think it's interesting.
I don't know. I'm interested in it. We did see a few signings as well as a few injuries. Toronto, McCabe signs an extension, 5x4.51. New York Rangers, Lafreniere signs extension, 7x7.45. Toropchenko, I'm going to butcher the shit out of the name.
You nailed it. You nailed it.
Really? Holy crap. Toropchenko.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. 1x1.74. Not bad. Shesterkin should be shaking in his boots because he's getting moved. He is not getting to reset the market with the Rangers with a signing like that.
Yeah, it's I love this signing for Lafreniere.
I do too. I love it. But that means that Shesterkin,
he's finally coming into it.
Yeah, that means to me Shesterkin is not staying in New York.
Oh, they're putting the pressure on him right now.
Yeah.
Either he's not staying or someone else isn't staying.
Exactly.
And I'm going to throw in a spicy hot take right here.
All right.
It's Mika Zibanejad.
I kind of like that.
And probably Kaapo Kakko if he doesn't pick it up.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's been make or break year for Kaapo Kakko for a little too long now. But I think it's time for him to
30, roll. 31 years old, big contract.
Who else are they trying to move? Is it Trouba or Trocheck? Who have they been rumoring on moving for so long? It's Trouba, right?
I mean, Trouba's their freaking captain.
Oh, it's Trocheck then. It's Trocheck.
Probably Trocheck.
It's Trocheck. Yeah, I knew Trouba was their captain. I don't know why I said that. Trocheck, yeah. So I'm saying that's my top three options.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I wouldn't be shocked if they moved on from, like, say, Riley Smith or even Chris Kreider. You know, they're 33. They're both 33.
I could see Chris Kreider.
I wouldn't be shocked if they moved either one of those guys.
I mean, they're getting a little bit younger now, right? So
they are. They are.
That's kind of part of the reason I said Mika too.
Yeah, he's 31.
Yeah, I was going to say he's 31 now.
And I mean, you know, obviously Quick's going to come off their roster. He's 38 years old, bro's ready to retire.
I mean, if he's not, I foresee them doing like a year here, a year there.
Year to year.
Like a little, not quite minimum, but like, you know.
Yeah.
Just so that if he wants to keep playing as a backup or whatever, because...
Yeah,
for whatever reason, but yeah.
His time as a starter is done. But yeah, no, I think Trocheck, Kreider, Smith, I feel like they probably move on from one of those guys. Zibanejad, I feel like, would be a big one.
That's a big one. That's going to rattle some bars if that happens.
It's going to be a big one.
McCabe, honestly, like, this is just a solid signing.
Yeah, pretty good.
They got to keep some of their depth in there. And this is fairly cheap, honestly, for, you know, the fact that they have the core four up there. So that they're have $1 billion into.
Yeah.
And then Torpchenko, this is also just a depth signing for us. I don't hate it.
Yeah, good for them.
I mean,
good little signing.
I would rather Doug Armstrong maybe sign a, you know, a centerman somewhere, because we don't have one.
Hey, well,
in case all you folks haven't been seeing the Blues last few games, life without
a
top six center is very tough.
Keep on dreaming, Kiwi. Also out there, a few injuries. McJesus out 2 to 3 weeks with a ankle injury in Edmonton, and Colorado Colton out 6 to 8 weeks with a broken foot. I mean, the McDavid stuff, I'm not too worried about. I don't really care about too much.
He'll be fine.
The Colorado crisis. Oof. Kiwi, the Colorado crisis right now. Oof. Oh my God. What are they without? 6 of 9 of their top skaters.
Yes. 6 out of their top 9. They're without right now. I think their defense is okay for the time being, but they literally have defensemen playing as forwards.
That's crazy to me. That's crazy. Because
they're so low on forwards right now. But, like, obviously that's not stopping Cale Makar from being, you know, the best freaking player in the game right now.
Mm-hmm. No kidding. I mean, he basically is. But God, they need to nurse some injuries back to health. They're going to have a tough October. Or they did have a tough October. They're going to have a tough November.
It's going to be a rough November.
Tough November.
And maybe even a tough December, depending on who comes back in November.
No kidding.
Do we think this is putting any pressure at all on Landeskog to return sooner?
No. No. No, I don't think so.
You think he's mentally stable enough to realize that he needs to just keep waiting until he feels 100%?
I think so. I think he can trust this team to hang with it.
Would you be surprised if he came back in November?
No, bro's a dog. Is a dog.
I still don't think we see him until
January or February.
After Thanksgiving, for sure.
Yeah, I think January or February.
Yeah, probably after Christmas is most likely.
Mm-hmm. Because they're sitting right now at 5 and 6, which middle of the pack in that division. And I think that, you know, the top four are going to really start to run away with this a little bit for a good chunk here. So, like, you know, they're right in the running to kind of join that lead pack.
I do foresee us maybe having some initial news on Nichushkin next week. We'll
Interesting.
See.
All right. Well, we'll keep our...
He's becoming eligible to re-enter the league here soon, so...
We'll keep our eyes on that. Did want to just preliminarily... Well, not preliminary. I just want to just, let you know, throw it in there. Anze Kopitar
reached
800 career assists.
Yeah, congrats to him.
Their Kings win versus the Golden Knights. Good job. Congratulations.
There was a couple milestones that came up recently, like Malkin got his 400th assist. Mm-hmm. Crosby got his 400th goal.
Yep.
There was one other one, too. I can't remember who it was. I'm so sorry, whoever it was.
I want
to say it was somebody down south.
I do want to throw this in, too. Ovechkin under 35, I think, now. 35 or 36.
Yeah,
away.
He's got 8 on the year, I think, right now.
I think so far. He's
8 in 9 games, I believe.
Yeah.
Is currently what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's lighting the freaking lamp like crazy. He had 2 in that game the other night. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
And for all you folks that are like, cool, he only scores empty net goals. They're not all empty net goals. Only like 3 of them have been.
Yeah. He's not leading his team. Tom Wilson is so far, but you know,
Tom Wilson's having a year already.
So far, he's doing real well for that team.
You know who else is having a year? This is not even on topic at all. Mm. Nico Hischier.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah, a little bit.
Like, where did he come from? Like,
a little bit.
Jack, who's that? I only know Nico Hischier. Oh my gosh, like him and Kale McCard, good lord.
Freaking true.
I wish I had him on my fantasy team.
Freaking true.
But that's going to round us out for hockey other than...
Yeah, I don't know really know what this is.
It's time for everyone's new favorite segment, I hope, of me asking stupid questions and Dash and giving stupid answers.
Perfect.
This one this week is going to be called Trust or Bust.
Perfect.
All right.
I'm with it.
I'm going to give you a list of teams that maybe aren't doing so well so far this season.
Okay.
And you're going to tell me if you trust them to make it back into it,
yeah,
into the fray, or if they are just, in fact, a bust.
Gotcha. I'm ready.
All right.
I'm ready.
I almost wanted to give you a heater right off the bat, but I won't do that quite yet.
Okay.
The Montreal Canadiens 4-6-1.
Trust. I think they were going to be good this year regardless. I think they are right with where they need to be. I wasn't as high on them as you were, or as some of these other people were online throwing them in the mix for winning the Stanley Cup this year. But
yeah, that's a little much.
No kidding. But no, I trust them. I think they're doing fine.
All right. The Boston Bruins 4-6-1.
Fraud alert! Oh, fraud alert! Fraud alert! Bust! Bust! Bust!
Oh no!
Oh man! Yeah.
No.
No.
It just ain't it for the Bruins this year, huh?
Jim Montgomery's got to go. He lost the locker room. He needs to be fired like yesterday. Do not like Montgomery. I think he is doing a bad job. Man, oh man. That team is rough. None of their guys are playing what they need to be doing. Swayman can only do so much. They just allowed like 8 goals or something against the Hurricane. Bro, pack it up. I'm sorry. Unless you get something really going here, this team is going to be B-E-A bad.
Wow, that is...
Not right, bad, well, bad.
There you go, everyone.
Also, right. Didn't you ask me about the Maple Leafs first, not the Canadiens?
No, I asked you about the Canadiens.
Oh, you did. Did you? Oh, okay.
You may have thought in your head that I said
Maple Leafs. I was definitely thinking
Montreal Canadiens.
You did. Yeah, you did.
Do you want to take that answer back?
No, I still think that they are doing exactly what I thought they would be doing.
All right. The Philadelphia Flyers 4-6-1.
4-6-1. Flyers.
There's a lot of 4-6-1 teams.
I mean, the Flyers are... Can I say trust because I knew they would suck?
Like... No, that would be, in fact, truly a bust.
That's truly, like, I don't know, man.
They are bad.
They are so terrible. They're terrible.
They look so bad, and I can't even say anything because the Blues literally just lost to them, but they are so bad.
They are horrible to watch.
The Pittsburgh Penguins 4-7-1. One extra loss.
I trust them. I think that, you know, they had a few good wins here in the early going. I feel like they've had a few bad losses, but I think, you know, they'll find the way. I think Sid the Kid feeling himself. He just got that OT winner.
He's just going crazy lately. Last 5 goals they've scored, he's had a point on all of them.
Exactly. So I trust.
All right. The rounding out the eastern side of it, the New York Islanders at 3-5-2.
Fraud alert. Bust. They are so bad. They shouldn't have made it in the playoffs last year. How in God's green earth did they even make it that far?
I'll tell you exactly how. Loser points.
points.
Loser points.
Losers. Losers.
No, literally.
Losers. The only difference is they're losing in regulation this year instead of overtime.
Yeah. No kidding.
So, yeah, no, bust. Get the heck out of here. Stay in last place. I don't give a shit.
All right, this one you're probably going to hurt my feelings a little bit. Okay. The St. Louis Blues 5-6-0.
Nah, I trust it. I trust the process. They got some injury problems. They got some, they have a good, decent enough team going on. I think that's, I think it's working out for them. They're right where they need to be.
All right, I'll take the wins where I get them.
Yeah.
The Nashville Predators 3-6-1.
That's a bust right now for me. They are a better team than this. They have a better roster than this, and they've been putting out absolute stinkers of games. This is a bust.
This team looks terrible.
It looks real bad.
I think what the issue here is that it's a classic case of too many cooks in the kitchen.
I think so. They have too many good players.
They have too many good players, and they have no chemistry between them.
Yep. The problem of when everyone's a star.
And then we'll round it out with the old Anaheim Ducks 4-4-2.
Man, not even going to ask about the Blackhawks.
No, because we knew they were going to be
bad. Yeah, we knew they were going to be bad.
I'm not going to ask about the Sharks either. So.
Or the Kraken? Damn, okay.
The Kraken, I mean, they're like a 500 team right now. So, yeah, well, right. I guess so are the Ducks, but.
Yeah, all right, well, I'll take it. The Ducks, I trust.
All right.
Trust the Ducks. I mean, they weren't going to do anything this season anyway, but I think they're doing better than I expected.
All right.
I love their logo.
Oh my God, those jerseys, dude. I just can't
they're
get enough.
So
of them.
Good. They're so good.
I wish I had the time to watch every Ducks home game.
Mm-hmm. I definitely think at the beginning of this section, when you said Montreal Canadiens, my brain went to like the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Do you want me to put it as the Leafs? I mean, did you answer as the Leafs?
I did answer as the Leafs, yeah.
All right. I'll switch it to the Leafs. Yeah. 6-4-1.
Yeah, I did answer it. My brain was like Toronto Maple Leafs the whole time. Because that's where I was like, wait, I thought we were talking about bad teams. And then then I was just like jabbering on about the Maple Leafs. The Canadians, I trust them too, but
yeah, I mean, they're not going to be superbly great, but like, yeah. I think the Canadians are playing quite well for how bad I think everybody thought they might do.
Yeah, no, seriously,
they're looking like they're expediting themselves out of that rebuild at a safe rate.
Yeah,
they're expediting at a safe rate.
Yeah,
but I think that's gonna wrap us up for hockey.
Yeah, moving on to
basketball.
Some b-ball. Patrick Mahomes and friends are putting a bid into the WNBA to get a team in KC.
I think this is the greatest thing that Patrick Mahomes has ever done outside of win a Super Bowl for his fan base. And
honestly,
refs.
I mean, a WNBA team in KC, sure, go for it. I don't hate it. I don't.
Great. I'll never say anything bad about it.
Do it. Like, come on. I mean, they're going to get a team. The other teams were in Portland and what was the other one?
Oh yeah.
Man,
was it Toronto?
Toronto. I think it was Toronto. WNBA expansion.
I'm pretty sure it was Toronto.
Teams.
I think it's Toronto and then Portland and then it'll hopefully be Kansas City.
Golden State.
Oh, that's right.
And then Toronto and then Portland.
Toronto and Portland are going to be the same year.
In 26, yeah. Golden State,
right.
Valkyries.
Golden State first next year. Right. Toronto and Portland the year after.
So what do we think? 27?
Probably.
27, 28?
I mean, yeah. I don't see why. I see no reason why the W wouldn't accept this bid.
Yeah. No. I honestly concur. I think that it's a great idea. I think that Patrick Mahomes makes an ass load of money and he'd be a great face for as an owner. They could be a phenomenal face as an owner. You'd get more eyes on the WNBA for sure.
And his wife puts off a very strong, you know, feminine, independent vibe, you know,
like sure.
a woman of the Jessica Campbell vibe, if you will.
Sure.
When she's up there in the box with Taylor Swift.
Oh, my God.
anyways. So, yeah, that's exciting. Lord. So hopefully we'll see Kansas City having a W team in 27 or maybe even sooner. I don't know how fast that kind of stuff moves.
I'm sure there's a lot of... Well, I don't think
they have an arena or anything, so they probably have to figure that out first.
Yeah, no.
In a non-men's market.
There's no might team. I add. Yeah, there's no team in KC.
Yeah, no men. Not a men's market. This might be good for the city of Kansas City.
Yeah. That might be good for it might be a good spot.
Jetting over to the men's, coming out of Orlando, Banchero out a minimum of 4 to 6 weeks with a torn oblique.
That's a tough loss.
That's tough.
Tough loss.
For Magic.
4 to 6 weeks, it's a long time, but it's a long season. So
yeah, it's like what?
82 games total.
Seven or eight games that he's gonna miss.
Yeah. Well, I mean, no, literally. So, like, the Orlando
Magic. It's like, because it's like 1 to 2 games a week, right? So
yeah. So let's see. So what's this 4 to 6 weeks? So
yeah, I don't know if they played last night.
They didn't. They played on the 30th. So 4 to 6 weeks. That would place them around November 22nd. So. 2, 4, 6, so like 12 or 13, 12, 14 games, maybe
it's
even
not
more.
Horrible.
Yeah,
that's not horrible.
Yeah, I mean that's if he goes minimum on that, you know, going out 6 weeks, we get to December and that's more like, you know, closing in on 20 yeah. games. So
yeah, he'll probably come back after the in-season tournament, I would assume.
If he's
healthy.
Yeah, I would imagine so. But I mean, that's a tough loss, but you know, ultimately. All right.
Right. Bouncing around here a little bit. Rudy Gay announced his retirement. I don't know who this is.
Good player. He's been around the league a long freaking time. Good career. Not a Hall of Fame guy in my book, but not bad. Not bad. Good for him.
Which one of these do you want to tackle next?
I just want to knock this out. Dwayne Wade statue in Miami is so freaking, but it's so hilarious.
It's so bad.
How bad this is. It is such a meme right now. Do you think that he likes it?
No. No, he doesn't.
Well, like as part of the meme, right?
No. That's him. It's not him, though.
Yeah, yeah, no.
It's
not. It's not good. It doesn't even look close. It doesn't even look close.
Why did no one tell the sculptor? Why did no one tell him? It's so bad. It's so bad. It's so bad. I can't even say anything else.
I will say at least Wayne is defending it. You know, he shouldn't be, but he is. He said, quote, "If I wanted it to look like me, I'd just stand outside the arena and y'all can take photos. It don't need to look like me. It was the artistic version of the moment that happened that we're trying to cement."
Did you see them put the statue over that moment? Like the photograph yeah. that they took that from?
Yeah, I did.
It was really... Dude, fire this sculptor. Really don't let him bad. Ever sculpt ever again.
He spent 800 hours sculpting it.
I think he should have spent 8,000 hours. Maybe it would have looked better.
The sculptor said it took about 800 hours to work to make that statue.
And it looks like a piece of crap.
It looks real bad.
He looks like the freaking Omega Lull face.
A little bit, yeah.
It's so bad. Man. And getting into the last little bit of the W here.
Mm-hmm.
The 76ers
This is the regular NBA, not the W.
Did I say the W?
You did say the W, yeah.
Oh. The last bit of NBA news here.
Yeah.
The 76ers have been fined $100,000 for the Embiid investigation for essentially just misreporting. It's for misreporting.
Well, fuck the 76ers. They deserved it, I guess. Sucks to suck. GG, go next. You don't want to let a guy play for just a few games in the season. Fine. That's just going to be his career. That's just going to be the rest of his career.
Did you see any of the stuff about Embiid's, the interview that they did with Embiid about all this? He basically said he was like, dude, if I was healthy, I'd be freaking playing.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know, man. I don't know.
It's just wild to me. This whole thing is wild to me. It's hilarious. It's comical.
It's so ridiculous. But anyway, I think that sort of wraps it up, and we can move on to our On a Heater hot take of the week.
Womp womp.
Womp 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 womp. Kiwi.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard the interview yet between Joe Mazzulla and Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub, Boston Radio. No, this is not about the fighting in the NBA.
Let him fight.
Let him fucking throw down. I want to see LeBron James throwing hands with Nikola Jokic.
I want to see a 2-on-2 fight. LeBron and Bronny out there fighting two other guys.
Yeah, Nikola Jokic and oh my god, who's that other guy on Denver? I can't even think of his name. Holy shit. Anyway. No, this is about his other statement that he said the NBA should implement a power play system. What would you think about this? You know, whether it's just flagrant fouls or maybe some of the more egregious, more physical penalties cause a sort of 5-on-4 or, you know, some sort of man advantage, you know, play that some of these other fluid sports have. And mostly every single other fluid sport has a sort of power play implementation. Why can't the NBA do that?
Right. So the obvious example is the NHL.
Right.
I don't think they need to go to that extreme, like 2 minutes, 2, 5, 10 minutes.
No, yeah.
It's insane in an NBA game.
It's crazy because the games are so short.
I would literally chop that down to like a quarter of that time. Probably. Right. Like a 30 second
sit down.
You know, yeah. A minute or something like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely nothing like a 2, 5, or 10.
No.
Honestly, I don't think this is bad. I don't know if I love the 5-on-4. Maybe just an extra
man
player. Yeah. Like might, a 6-on-5.
It might, honestly, if they do 6-on-5, it might get too cluttered. I think the 5-on-4 works.
The court is much smaller than an ice rink.
I think the 5-on-4 works purely because it does take that one guy away, but it opens up so much for the team that has the advantage. Now, the problem is there are so many penalties in the NBA. So many in a game.
Right.
Like, you know, they reset them like almost it seems every quarter, and then they reset them at halves for like the free throws and stuff. And I guess you sort of get that the power play through free throws. But I feel like, you know, you can take an extra step here and not just give them 3 free throws. Give them power plays, too. I think that'd be kind of cool.
Or, you know, you could hybridize the whole thing where some minor fouls are just free throws, mm-hmm. whereas more major fouls are the power play system.
Right.
Hell, you could even have it as like a tip-off type situation, like how there's face-offs mm-hmm. for NHL for like minor things like offsides and icing and stuff like that.
It may slow down the game initially, but I think once they get into the flow of it, it'll be fine.
Oh, and the power play is going to move fast, right?
Yeah.
Especially in the NBA. Like, and hockey, it tends to sometimes be a little bit slower because, you know, they're setting up, they're passing around, looking for a slot to shoot in. The NBA is not going to be like that. It's going to be, you break somebody's ankles, you hit a three-pointer, you know, you play out the rest of the
30 now, seconds. Yeah. You wouldn't come off the power play, I feel like, just for getting a shot, because that's just one basket. You would have to have them sit out the full 30 seconds to a minute or whatever the time is. They would have to sit it out the whole time.
That was going to be my next question. Yeah. Do you have it guaranteed always be that amount of time, or do you put like a limit? Like if the team scores 10 or 12 points within that 30 seconds, then it ends it early. You know,
If there's like a scoring, if they score like 10 points, maybe that ends it. But like, can you imagine the draw up of plays, of evolution of the NBA
of the game
that would come from that? That'd be crazy. That'd be crazy.
It's one of those things, though, where I'm like, please don't do it, because the NHL doesn't have a lot going for it, and let it have what it has.
Right. Yeah.
Like, there's three things that the NHL has going for it that keeps it innate from all the other big sports. It has power plays, it has fights, and it has whatever the other thing was that I named last week. What was the other thing?
I don't remember.
I talked about something last week. Yeah. Go back and watch last week's episode, you'll know. Offer sheets,
right.
So yeah, honestly, like I'm for it if it's done correctly.
Yeah, I like it.
But that'll lead me into mine. This maybe is a little bit more of a casual take. I'm not doing so hot lately at these on a heater hot takes of the week. Mine are casual. Yeah. The Yankees were at best the third best team in the American League.
Yeah, I can agree with that. I think they got lucky.
I think they got lucky against the Guardians. I think the Guardians got lucky against the Tigers. I think that who even was in? Oh, the Royals was the fourth team. Yeah, no, I think the Royals were too beaten down by then. I think the World Series would have been a lot better if it was one of those other two teams instead of the Yankees. This isn't even the Red Sox fan in me saying this. This is just like objectively like, yes, I know this was the series that baseball needed to bring more popularity and revenue and blah, blah, blah.
Kind of
everyone hated this series that kinda wasn't a Yankee or Dodgers fan.
Kind of killed Moneyball, didn't it?
No, literally. This World Series was horrible.
I mean, do you want to know something really funny? Speaking of Moneyball, not to derail this too far. Did you know, were you aware that the character that Jonah Hill played in the movie Moneyball, did you know that that guy works for, or I don't know if he still works for, but he worked for the Cleveland Browns, and he was the guy who orchestrated and said to sign Deshaun Watson to his current contract.
Oh my God.
Did you know that?
Oh my God. Jonah Hill signed Deshaun Watson.
Did you know that?
I can't even believe that.
That guy, the Moneyball guy. That's who did that.
He gave a lot of money out for no ball this time.
Yep. For sexual allegations.
Yeah, so that's my hot take. We don't have to go into it too far because it's probably pretty casual. But I just don't think that they were nearly the best option or the best team.
No, definitely not. No. But not bad. I mean, kind of casual take, like you said. Mine was a little more flaming hot, I feel like, but not as, you know, crazy, I suppose.
We'll try and come up with better stuff, guys.
We've been lacking. Sorry about that.
It's tough.
It's a lot hard.
Tougher than you think.
Yeah. But our not sponsored, soon to be sponsored, not sponsored, DraftKings on a Hitter Sports Bets of the Week. I got two. You got three. My two for this week. My first one, Boston Celtics, most regular season wins, plus 175. I was a little surprised by that. I thought that that was going to be at a loss, but it wasn't.
That's just crazy. That's crazy.
I think that they are absolutely going to take that. And I'm going to take my money, my $5 bet, my $15 bonus or whatever it's going to come out to. And I'm going to be happy about that.
I can't wait to cash out on my OV getting the goal record.
Same. I'm also excited about that one. That's like
he's doing so well.
That's like a $50 payout for me, I think, or something.
It's like 56 or 58 or something, I think.
My second one for the week is called Pylon Primers. Plus 2,821. Derrick Henry, Kyren Williams, and AJ Brown will all score the first touchdowns of their respective games.
Is this the first touchdown in the game or the first touchdown for that team?
I think it's for the game. I think it says in the game, On
okay.
Which is tough. I know that's a big ask. That's a big order.
I mean, it's not plus 28, 21 for nothing.
Exactly. You know? So, another $5 bet on that, but it's a little bigger payout than the plus 175.
I got some spicy ones this week.
Lay it on us. What you got?
First one, I got Road Warriors at plus 1158. Commanders to win at Giants. Chargers to win at Browns. Cowboys to win. I almost said Stars. Cowboys to win at Falcons and Bears to win at Cardinals. My second one is wide receiver one at plus 2200. AJ Brown, Marvin Harrison Jr., Amon-Ra St. Brown, and DK Metcalf all to get a touchdown. And then I threw in a spicy little third one, and we're going to talk about this one a little bit.
Okay.
Did you know that the Suns are plus 2200 to have the best record in the NBA after November 30th?
Not bad.
Like October, whatever the start of the season was, through November 30th. They're currently tied for third in record right now at 4-1.
Yeah.
Boston is also at 4-1. They're plus 145 on these odds, by the way.
Okay.
OKC is 4-0 at plus 205. And Cleveland is 5-0 at plus 320. These are the three teams that are ahead of them in odds.
Yeah.
Why in God's name does it go from plus 320 to plus 2200?
I honestly could not tell you. I mean, the drop off is that extreme. You know,
do you honestly think, can you honestly sit there and tell me that the Phoenix Suns
are
that much worse than the Cleveland Cavaliers?
They are not. They are not.
That extreme?
I don't know why it is that extreme. I know the Cleveland's they've been a
fairly
decent, regular season team the last two seasons at the very least. OKC's been really heating it up, so I understand that. The Celtics are the Celtics.
And it's the Celtics, yeah.
I'm surprised the Lakers aren't really in this mix. I feel like that they would be.
There was like eight teams or whatever, but just the jump from three to four is what appalled me.
It's a little interesting that they're at 2200, but I do feel like the Celtics are probably going to have that record.
Right. So realistically, the Celtics are probably the ones that get it.
Right. But I think, honestly,
maybe OKC.
Hey, honestly, if that hits 2200, that's really good.
That's what I'm saying.
It's really good.
Like, the Suns have been playing well, obviously. They're 4-1. They beat the Clippers, by the way, if you didn't see that.
I did see that, yeah.
Come back. Down 21 points, came back and beat them by 6. Book. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. There's a reason that we signed Katie and Book.
I mean,
they are gods among us right now.
Not to tout losses or anything, but on Wednesday of this week against the Pacers, the Celtics were down by 18. I've never felt so good about a loss in my life. That game was so fun to watch. They came back from 18 down, tied it. And I mean, they lost in OT 135-132.
Yeah, did you see the shot that they lost on?
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. It was pretty insane.
They go, he goes, the three-pointer to tie it, and it's not even close. Completely airballed it off to the left.
Yeah. So it's just like, you know, I still felt good about that loss, though. Like, Tatum dropped 37 that game. Like, oof, that was such a fun game. It was such a fun game. And it makes me feel good, too, that they finally got a loss, too. Because, like, now they can just, 82-0 off the table.
right. It's no longer that pressure, right?
To win every single game.
But yeah, you know, they call Amon-Ra the sun god, but we got two of them in Phoenix.
Geez. Yeah, okay.
We got two of them.
All right. All right.
Book put up 40 points against the Clippers, bro. Yeah,
he did.
That's nuts.
Book is damn good.
He's so good. He's young. He's so young.
Yeah.
He's just going to get better.
Yeah.
Is this the next LeBron James?
No. No, he's not.
All right, that's fair. No, that's fair. It's too early to tell.
Yeah.
Give him two more seasons.
Yeah.
If he's still saucing like this, then...
I mean, you can say that about a lot of guys. Is he the next... This guy, is he the next...
Well, Book's been around for, what, six seasons now?
Just about, yeah.
Six, seven, something like that.
I don't think there is the next LeBron James right now. I don't think there is right now.
Wrong, Bronny.
No fucking way, bro. Get the hell out of here. I'm leaving this VC. Holy shit. 2 points on the year or something? Come on.
Oh my god. All right. I think that's about all from us today. I hope everyone enjoyed and hope you had a great holiday as well.
Yeah. And like usual, be sure to check us out YouTube, Apple, Spotify, Prime, podcasts, wherever you might watch, listen. You know, keep saying it, but I'll keep touting it. We're working on those shorts, I promise you. Just
it's gonna happen. I've
been so tired lately.
here's my Anna Heater hot take of the week. It's gonna happen. We're not gonna have to say this next week.
Yeah, we'll get to it. But yeah, be sure to like, comment, subscribe where applicable, and
enjoy your weekend, everyone.
We're done rambling, so be free.